for Diversionary Work Program modifies the list of families who are not eligible for DWP by exempting newly arrived refugees. It's my understanding that that was funded by the conference committee.
Yes, it was.
So, Madam Chair, I would move we adopt Section 54 on page 17, House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is on page 18, a House-only section related to the Homeless and Runaway Youth Project Act. The funding for this was substantially reduced. So this section provides that the funds appropriated for this purpose is for technical assistance and capacity building, and it provides that a maximum of 5% of the funds may be used for program administration and a maximum of 8% be used for monitoring and evaluating the programs. In addition to this House-only language, there is uncodified House language and a Senate rider related to the Runaway and Homeless Youth Act that that's identical.
Are we ready for this? Okay, we'll put this on hold then. We do need to come back to it, though.
The next section is on page 27 of the side-by-side, House-only MFIP pilot program, Workforce U. It's my understanding that that was funded.
Correct.
Madam Chair, I'd move on page 27, section 90, House language.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion is adopted.
The next section is House only, section 93. I have a question mark. It relates to inspection of legal unlicensed child care providers. Requires the Commissioners of Health, Human Services, and Education to develop and report recommendations to allow home visits one time for each legally unlicensed child care provider. It's my understanding that the Department of Human Services didn't have a cost, but the Department of Education did, and I don't know what the status is.
Well, it was not funded, I don't know, so I guess we're not doing it.
I don't know what the status of the education is either. I didn't know that was the issue. So.
They haven't met their target yet. So.
Madam Chair, I would just say get rid of it at this point.
Okay. Then we just skip over it.
The next section is House Section 94 and Senate Article 1, Section 7. There was identical language, which was already adopted, but the House also had development of a professional development system for child care practitioners under Subdivision 1, and it's my understanding that that was funded.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
The Senate needs to go back up for another vote, and so... Representative Huntley, maybe you can check with Ms. White while we're gone as to which part of this we've adopted and which part we still need to do. And then we'll be ready to take it when we come back.